Title: Breakbeat Color Breakdown with Minimal CPU Load in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build one of the most useful drum and bass breakdown moves, a color breakdown, not the kind where the drums just stop and you wait for the drop, but the kind where the same breakbeat keeps moving, keeps momentum, and morphs through different colors like it's being DJ'd and resampled in real time. And the key constraint today is minimal CPU load in Ableton Live 12, so we're going to be smart about routing, automate the fewest things possible, and still get that big cinematic wash, nasty crunch tension, and then a clean snap back into the drop. By the end, you'll have an 8 to 16 bar breakdown where your break goes through three phases. First, tight and filtered, like controlled energy. Second, wide and washed, like the room opens up. Third, crunchy and tense, like it's getting mangled on old hardware. Then, right before the drop, we kill the effects and snap back clean with punch and low end restored. Let's go. Step 0. Prep your break like a DNB producer. Load a breakbeat onto an audio track. Amen. Think, hot pants, whatever you've got. Now check your warping, because this is one of those hidden CPU traps. For drums, avoid complex pro most of the time. It can sound fine, but it's overkill and it burns CPU. Set warp mode to beats. Then set the transient loop mode to transient, and preserve to transients. Now in the beat settings, there's that envelope control. Start around 20 to 40. Lower values get crisp, higher values get softer. If you hear annoying clicks, bring it up a bit. If it feels dull, bring it down slightly. Now group your drum elements. Select your break and any top loops you're using. Then group them and name that group break bus. This group is going to be our command center. Quick mindset check. We want the break bus mostly clean. The heavy color will happen on return tracks, so one reverb, one delay, one crunch chain, shared across everything. That's the CPU win. Step 1. Build the minimal CPU color engine using returns. Create return A, name it space wash. On space wash, first add EQ8. Hype asset around 200 to 350 HC. This is non-negotiable in DNB. Low mid reverb mud will wreck your groove and make the drop feel small. If the reverb gets harsh, you can also dip a little around 2.5 to 4K HC. Next, add hybrid reverb. Stock device, huge sound. If your CPU is fine, you can use convolution plus algorithm. If you're trying to stay extra lean, use algorithm only. Set the size to medium or large, decay somewhere like 2.5 to 5.5 seconds depending on how dramatic you want it. Add pre-delay, around 15 to 35 milliseconds. That pre-delay is what lets your snare transient still punch, while the reverb blooms behind it. Then darken the space. High cut around 7 to 10 kHz. Low cut around 250 to 450 HE. Dark space is very DNB. Bright reverb often sounds like EDM room instead of warehouse pressure. After that, add the stock delay device. Put it in ping pong mode. Try 1/8 or 3/16 for that jungle swing. Feedback 15 to 30%. And filter the delay so lows under about 300 HC are rolled off. Again, keep the low end dry and tight. Finally, put utility at the end of the return and set width to something like 120 to 160%. Important detail, widen the return, not the dry break. That gives you width without messing up your punch. Leave the return of fader at default. We're going to automate sends, not the return fader. That's a cleaner workflow and it keeps your mix behavior consistent. Now create return B. Name it crunch parallel. On crunch parallel, load redux first. Start with bit reduction around 10 in the 8 to 12 range and downsample around 3 in the 2 to 6 range. We are not trying to destroy it instantly. We want a tension ramp, then add saturator. Set it to analog clip or soft sine. Drive around 2 to 6 dB and turn on soft clip. Then trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. Next, EQ8. High pass around 120 to 200 HZ. This is how you keep your punch and your sub clean while still getting nasty texture on top. If you want more snare bite, add a gentle boost around 1.5 to 3 kHz. Optionally, add a compressor, likely. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. And aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction at most. This is just to stabilize the crunch so it feels like a layer, not random spikes. Cool. Now we've got two returns. Space and crunch. That's the core of the color breakdown. Step 2. Set up macro style control with minimal automation lanes. Go to your break bus track and bring up send it to a starting position, something like minus 20 to minus 14 dB. Then send B to maybe minus 24 to minus 18 dB. Here's the coaching note. Before you draw any automation, calibrate your range. Loop the section you want to become color to, the washed part, and set your starting point so the break is only slightly affected. Then set a target peak, where the wash is clearly audible but you can still count the snare hits through it. Same for crunch. It should add edge, not flatten the transient. This range setting step is what makes your automation feel dramatic without unexpected level jumps. Step 3. Add 1 DJ style filter on the break boss. On the break boss, insert auto filter. Choose a CPU friendly mode like OSR 12 or clean. Set it to low pass. Resonance around 10 to 25%. Don't get too excited with resonance unless you specifically want that whistle. Drive can be anywhere from 0 to 15% depending on how aggressive you want the sweep to feel. We're mainly going to automate frequency and maybe a tiny touch of resonance if we want the peak to talk a little more. Now step 4. Arrange the breakdown using a proven 16-bar blueprint. Let's assume your drop is at bar 49, just for a reference point. Your breakdown is bars 33 to 49, bars 33 to 37, color 1, tight end filter. Over these 4 bars, automate the auto filter frequency from basically open, like 18 kHz, down to somewhere around 2.5 to 4 kHz. Keep send a low, like minus 22 dB-ish, so the space is barely there. Keep send B basically off. The goal here is to pull energy back without killing momentum. You should still feel the rolling groove. It's like you're zooming out, but the wheels are still turning. And here's an upgrade that costs basically zero CPU. Narrow the breakdown slightly. You can add a utility on the break bus and automate width from 100% down to maybe 60 to 80% during the breakdown. Then at the drop, snap it back to 100. That psychoacoustic contrast makes the drop feel wider and louder without you touching volume. Bars 37 to 41. Color 2. White and washed. Now ramp up send A. Move it from around minus 22 dB up to around minus 8 dB over these bars. Instead of drawing a straight line, use a curve. In DNB, straight ramps can feel like EDM automation. Do a slow to fast rise, like exponential. In Ableton, draw the line. Then hold Alt or Option and bend it. On the auto filter, do a small breathing motion. Open slightly, then close a little again. That subtle movement keeps the groove alive. It feels like the drums are swimming, not just disappearing. Add a short fill if you want, even just a one-bar edit using the same break. You don't need new instruments for this. You can slice out a couple hits, add a snare rush, or repeat a tiny fragment. The point is to signal. We are traveling somewhere. Bars 41 to 45, color 3. Crunch and tension peak. Here's where it gets nasty. Send B ramps up from off to around minus 10 dB over 2 to 4 bars. Keep send a high and stable, around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. Now sweep the auto filter further down, from around 3 kHz toward maybe 800 hz. You're basically squeezing the life out of the break in a controlled way, while the returns are screaming in the background. If you want extra tension, automate redux downsample a little, like 3 up to 5. That creates a rising sampler stress vibe. It's a riser without adding any new tracks. Optional sound design spice that's still stock and CPU friendly. On the crunch return after saturator, add auto filter in bandpass mode and gently wander the frequency near the peak. Small range. It mimics tape or old sampler tone shifts, and it makes the crunch feel alive. Bars 45 to 49. Drop prep. Vacuum and snap back. This is the moment that separates cool breakdown from drop hits like a truck. In the last bar, kill both sends quickly, right before the drop. Like last quarter note or last eighth note, both send A and send B go down to minus infinity. Make it a fast drop, almost instant. At the same time, open the auto filter back up fast to 18 kHz so the dry is ready to slam. Here's a super clean trick. Automate a utility gain on the break bus down by about 1 to 3 dB for just the last eighth or quarter note. Then snap back on the drop. It creates a tiny suction effect, like the track inhales right before impact. No extra plugins, no risers, just psychology. And if you want that classic jungle tease, cut the dry break for an eighth to a quarter note and let only the reverb tail and delay play. Then slam the dry back on the drop. It keeps the timing reference but creates a clean hole. Step 5. Jungle feel with ghost hits and micro edits, low CPU. Duplicate your break clip for the breakdown. Now you can do tiny changes without affecting the drop. Use clip gain envelope or automate a utility to bring up ghost notes by 1 to 3 dB. Little taps, not huge accents. That's what makes the loop feel performed rather than looped. If you want micro stutters, use beat repeat sparingly, ideally on a send or on a duplicated fill track. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 16th notes, chance 10 to 25%, and high pass it so it doesn't mess up the low end. And major CPU discipline tip. Keep beat repeat off unless it's doing something. Automate the device activator so it only turns on for the fill bars. Step 6. CPU discipline checklist that actually matters in Live 12. Returns are your best friend. One reverb and one delay shared across drums beats 5 separate instances every time. Use EQA during writing instead of heavier spectral tools. Use Beats Warp for breaks. If hybrid reverb convolution spikes your CPU, switch to algorithm only, or automate the device activator so it only turns on during the breakdown. And when your breakdown sound is locked, freeze the break bus. If you still want flexibility, duplicate the group first, then freeze the version you're committing to. Commitment is a CPU strategy. A couple quick common mistakes to dodge. If the breakdown feels muddy, it's almost always low mids in the reverb. High pass the space wash return at 250 to 450 Hz. If your automation feels messy, you're probably over-automating. Stick to Sends plus 1 filter sweep. Let the groove do the work. If the filter resonance sounds cheap and whistly, lower it and use the crunch return for aggression instead. If the crunch parallel kills punch, high pass it and lower its send. Crunch should be the layer behind the dry, not a replacement. Now a quick mono check, because wide returns can lie to you.